Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back, and this is another video showing a groove that I wrote called Dog Star in context. So if you are just starting this series, I'd recommend going back to the first video where I kind of teach the groove. But as a quick review, or if you don't want to do that, here's the groove. If you feel it in three, one, two, three. Don't go tack on, don't go dead, dead, don't go tack on, don't dead, dead. Don't go deck on, don't dead, dead, don't go deck on, dead, deck it on, don't go deck on, don't dead, dead, don't go deck on, dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't dead, dead, don't go deck on, dead, deck it on. Okay? If you feel it in four, one, two, three, four, don't go deck on, don't go dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't get dead, don't go deck on, don't go dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't get deck it on, don't go deck on, don't go dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't get dead, don't go deck on, don't go dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't get deck it on, don't go deck on, don't dead, dead, don't go deck on, don't dead, dead, don't go. Switching back to the other one, switching back and forth and so on. That in itself is kind of an interesting exercise. That groove, as it was in the previous video, was in this song called The Calendar. That was on this record called Trickster. And it's a long form. It's like 72 bars. It's a lot to remember. It's kind of a heavy lift for the band to do live over and over again. So what ended up happening was I kept that groove and I kind of turned it into another tune that's more, I don't know, dynamic or more just working as a live thing. I think it was effective on record, but it, as a sort of long meditation, it's hard to find a way to make that work live all the time. So this is a version now. I'm going to get my face out of the way. And this is, oops, that's the previous one. And this is the one that I want to look at now, called Trickster's Dream. Now, this is an album. This is almost not really an album. This is also available on YouTube, but this is, we were going to go on a tour in March of 2020. We all know what happened then. COVID struck and our tour was canceled. So we made a kind of like a live record, and it was very weird how I did this record. I sang at the beginning of this thing, you can hear me doing it. I sang all the parts. And I sang all the parts and sent them out to everybody to play along with. So I like sang the whole concert and it sounded like this to them. So a very strange way to make a record, but I wanted to do something. You know, we were all in our separate homes and everything at that point. This was right in the beginning of COVID. It was like March. This is like maybe May of 2020, something like that. So in any case, I said, my instructions for everybody, we'll just play along with my track and we'll just kind of pretend this is a live concert. So we'll do this. We'll do these tunes as we have been playing them live. Okay. I'm cueing the bass line here. This is a new part. This wasn't in the previous thing, but the drum part you're going to recognize. Here we go. It's faster. Okay, so if you feel it in three, now if you feel it in four, you're going to hear that ride that he's playing. It's going to be not on the beat. It's going to be at the end of the beat. I'll show you what I mean. If I If I count as I cue this up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Oh, he's playing it actually not at the end of the beat. It's funny, I haven't listened to this since I put it out. So I'm with you, I'm discovering this for the first time. He's playing it on the second triplet. The ride is coming on the second triplet. It's very disorienting, but I kind of like it. I never corrected Sean. I'm just like, yeah, he's playing on the second triplet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now he's playing it at the end. He changes it up. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's a new melody. Feel this in three, it's very weird sounding. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. But if you feel it in four, those are just 16th notes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, Now this bass line would be very hard to feel in duple, but in triple it's just kind of like, it's just kind of like threes. Bet, bet, put that, that. That background behind me, that's a dog star. That's that's the location of it in the Canis constellation. I kind of drew it there. That's Orion over on the right. That's Orion's belt. This is a funny little line that I'm playing. I think maybe the piano plays with me. No. Oh, he comes after. Bunch of triads that are actually in some other relationship to the beat. Some like septuplets or something like that. I forget. Sean's hi-hat. He's really feeling it. He's never changed the way he feels it, but he's playing the ride so strong that you can feel that as a beat as well. He's feeling deco. Get kick it. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. See, those are 16th notes in the other tempo, so. Time for some drum solo. Our beat and his beat, he kind of plays these threes over the top. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
plays those over the top.
About that ending. That's an ending where we do a kind of some triads, but then we move them around. Some of them are sixes and some of them are sevens. So anyway, whatever. Sorry. I'm trying to bring up my face. I can't find it. So it doesn't matter. You don't need to see me again. That's the first different context of that groove. And so the next video will show, I'll do one more of these just to show how it kind of evolved even more. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.